A day of remembering Glenn Doherty after he was killed in the attack on the U.S. consulate in Libya. Doherty remembered by his sister, Katie Quigley.
Glenn lived his life to the fullest. He was my brother, but if you ask his friends, he was their brother as well.
At Winchester High School, where Doherty graduated, school superintendent Bill McAuliffe says they're trying to come to terms with the death of a former student.
It's a very sad day here for us in Winchester.
Doherty's 11th grade English teacher, Judy Hessen, has fond memories of her former student.
Did I remember Glenn Doherty? You have no idea. His face flashed in front of my mind, and his blonde hair and his smile, which was huge, his freckles, which were adorable. He was filled with life, and he had this happy-go-lucky attitude toward everything. My classroom was filled with his optimism every day. He was easygoing, risk-taker, smart. So it's with great sadness that one of the most memorable students that I've had in a long career here at Winchester High School came back so vividly.
And Hessen never thought she would have to deal with something like this.
And you always come back and teach the same age group. So you never imagine that anything would happen to any of them before you would leave the school and retire. So it's so shocking to me, I just can't tell you. Really shocking.
And the superintendent says their thoughts are with those who best knew Glenn.
On behalf of the Winchester Public School System, to offer our sincere sympathies, thoughts, and prayers to Mr. Doherty's family and friends. And we are extremely proud of Mr. Doherty's service to our country.
And Sister Katie says those who knew him best will always remember him.
Our friend, my brother, our son, and our American hero.
In Winchester, Ben Parker, WBZ News Radio 1030.